This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guests are Brad Bird, the writer and director of the new animated film Ratatouille, and comedian Patton Oswalt, who does the voice of the main character, Remy. Remy is a rat whose exquisite sense of smell and taste make him yearn to be a chef. But a rat would never be accepted in a restaurant, and Remy's rat family is content to eat garbage and can't comprehend Remy's passion for fine food. Brad Bird was not the original director of Ratatouille. He was called in to direct and rewrite it after completing his animated film The Incredibles. Patton Oswalt co-starred in The King of Queens and organized the comedy tour The Comedians of Comedy. Here's a scene from Ratatouille with Oswalt as the rat Remy. Remy is talking to the ghost of the late celebrated chef and restaurant owner Gaston. Remy is in the rafters of Gaston's old restaurant, looking down into the kitchen, where the kitchen porter has accidentally knocked the soup pot from the stove and is desperately trying to recreate the soup, throwing everything in sight into the pot.
Now, who is that?
Oh, him? He's nobody.
Not nobody. He is part of the kitchen.
He's a plongeur or something. He washes dishes or takes out the garbage. He doesn't cook.
But he could.
you know.
How do you know? What do I always say? Anyone can cook.
Well, yeah, anyone can. That doesn't mean that anyone should.
Well, that is not stopping him. See?
What is he doing? No! No! No, this is terrible! He's ruining the soup! And nobody's noticing it! It's your restaurant! Do something!
What can I do? I am a figment of your imagination.
But he's ruining the soup! We gotta tell someone that he's dead!
Did you study rats to help you figure out how Remy should look like and the other rats?
Well, he was designed. Jan had supervised the design with a bunch of talented artists, and so the character looked the way he looked. But they were kind of moving away from making them ratty, and one of the changes that I pushed for was making them more ratty. Everybody gets entertained by the notion that, you know, a rat wants to become a gourmet chef. But right after they laugh, they kind of go, ugh. And they were kind of running away from the by making the rats like little humans. All of them were on two legs, and their tails had been shortened, and they were kind of, you know, acting like little humans. And I thought that was a mistake, because I thought part of the charm of the story is really believing that they're rats, and then pushing past the ick factor and kind of seeing them as little beings, kind of like Hunchback of Notre Dame, where your first reaction is kind of, ugh, and then you kind of move past it. So we did study rats, and I had them re-rig the characters, which was a real time-consuming process, because they had all been engineered to be on two legs, and I had them go kind of backwards. And when we put them on four legs, having been designed for two, all kinds of bulges happen, and it took quite a lot of work to get them to look good on four legs. But I think it gives the story an extra dimension.
Yeah,
because
and
you see the rat choose to be on two legs. You know what I mean?
Right, and like his father and his brother and stuff, they're much more ratty than Remy is.
Yes. Well, and you can kind of gauge where Remy is emotionally, and the fact that he kind of has to pretend that he's on four legs when he's around his dad, you know, kind of because he doesn't want his, you know, he knows his dad's not going to approve of him walking around on two. So it just became something that was useful. It was, you know, sort of a window into his thinking.
Well, my guest is Brad Bird, and he wrote and directed the new animated film Ratatouille. And let's introduce Patton Oswalt, who is the voice of the main character, the rat named Remy, who has a brilliant taste for food and an intuitive knowledge of how to prepare it. So he's this, like, chef rat, little chef, as he's called in the movie. Patton, what was your reaction when you got the call saying, you're perfect to play a rat?
I think my reaction was more, I wasn't even concentrating on, oh, I'm going to be a rat, was that I had gotten a call from Pixar, and it was a Pixar movie being directed by Brad Bird, because I'm such a Pixar fan from back in the day. I mean, the short films, Luxo Jr. and Red's Dream, I would see them at animation festivals, and then I watched all the Pixar films.
You're a nerd, Patton.
I'm a huge Pixar nerd, so it's like asking, you know, a guy. It's like asking some weird Star Trek shut-in. Hey, would you like to play Kirk's son? Excuse me, what? All right, you know, you can't even. I couldn't even get my mind around that I was doing this. Luckily, it was a 2-year process of doing the voice, so I've been able to get my footing. At this point, you know, if it had been quicker, I would be the worst guy to promote this movie. Because I would just be me going, I can't believe I met Brad Bird and we talked and we had sandwiches. Okay, so this is weird. It would be so pathetic. He wouldn't want to talk to me right now.
Brad Bird, did you cast Patton Oswalt, and what made you think that his voice would be perfect for the main rat?
Well, actually, you know, he was talking. I heard of this comedy routine he did, Black Angus, about Black Angus, and it was he was so volatile, but about food, and so passionate and funny about it. You know, it just struck me that's the character. You know, he's so volatile, but in a good way. I mean, Patton has very strong opinions about anything, and he'll let you know. And when he loves something, he loves it, and when he hates something, he hates it. And that kind of extreme emotion is perfect for Remy, you know.
Patton, can you do a little bit of the Black Angus bit that Brad Bird heard you do?
Yes, it is very early in L.A. I'll try to do it with the same energy that he heard it. But basically, it's about how the commercials for the Black Angus restaurant, and Black Angus used to be a very friendly restaurant where I come in and have a steak and have a baked potato. It'll be a good time. And you go, that sounds fine. And then over the past few years, the commercials have turned into this like gauntlet of threatening food where it doesn't even look pleasant anymore. And there's this, it sounds like an initiation rite now. At Black Angus, we'll start you off with an appetizer platter featuring 5 jumbo deep fried gulp shrimp served with a side of our butter and cheese cream soup and 15 of our potato bacon bombs and a big bowl of pork cracklings with our cheese and
what the hell, a couple
sauce.
Of corn dogs.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, oh, you know, we're each going to split that. No, you'll each get your own. Then we'll take you to our mile-long soup and salad bar with our He-Man 5 head of iceberg lettuce salad served in a canoe with 18 pounds of ranch dressing and what the heck, 4 cheeseburgers. Like, oh, man, you know what? I'll just get a little mixed green salad. Hey, I'll put on a dress and curtsy before I bring you a mixed green, buddy. Why are you yelling at me? And it just never ends.
Brad Bird, why did that make you think of the refined rat in your movie?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I think it was the passion that I was responding to more than anything else. The fact that he could get so wound up about the food, you know, because, you know, Patton also talked about how he just loves steak, you know, and the weird thing is I didn't really grok that Patton was a foodie. That was just one
did
of many routines.
Grok?
Grok. Yeah, that's a Steve Jobs word, by the way.
Grok?
Hey, that's a Steve Jobs word.
It precedes Steve Jobs.
And I learned it from Steve Jobs.
Isn't that from like Vonnegut or something?
I don't know.
Steve used it.
No, oh, it's Heinlein. Robert Heinlein.
Oh, I just nerded out again.
Excuse me,
Terry. No, it's Heinlein, not Vonnegut. Excuse me. No, you're wrong.
Isn't that Lovecraft?
Yeah. No, I actually heard that from Steve Jobs. So, yeah, okay. So Steve uses that word.
Okay, good.
So now it's been de-nerdified. It's now officially cool because Steve used it. Yes.
I didn't know that he was a foodie. We actually hired him, and he was working before I knew that he was. This is like a major thing for Patton. If he goes to any town, he scouts out what is the most happening restaurant in that town, mm-hmm. and he will send you a menu. I mean, he will email you the menu from a great restaurant. And he's emailed me a few, and he'll like say, order this, and I mean, he's a major foodie, and that's perfect. But we didn't know it when we hired him.
So, Patton, did you change your voice at all to play a rat?
No, they stressed to me. I went in thinking, because I do a lot of voiceovers, so I was like, okay, I got to think of a cool character. And Brad really stressed to me. We want your voice. It's the way you talk. It's the way you get wound up and passionate about stuff. They also stressed to me, it's the non-judgmental enthusiasm you have where I'm never let going, oh, now is this cool to be into? Should I temper my enthusiasm for this? I sort of have that Asperger syndrome. I'm just going to be into this, and I kind of shut the rest of the world out. And that's sort of Remy's strength and predicament when you think about it.
He said Asperger.
Brad, how did you direct Patton?
A lot of animation directors get behind the glass, and the actor is kind of out there like in a fishbowl. But I always try to be in the room with them.
You were really in the room with me, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just hovering. Yeah. Actually, there are beads of sweat dropping on his script. You know,
yeah.
You can. I kind of sit there and hang out in the room. And if we have trouble with an area, you know, if something was great, I mean, read fine on the page, but doesn't sound good coming out of someone's mouth, then I'll try to rewrite it on the spot. And you know, I'm there with them. I'm not. I don't want them to feel alone and kind of alienated. Which the recording sessions can be that way if they're out in a room all alone, and then there's a wall of people behind the glass, and you can't hear them kind of, you know, talking to each other. I think that's an alienating thing, so I try to hang out with the actors. And so, you know, I just work with them. I try to tell them where it is in the movie and what the character's feeling. And sometimes if it's a physical effect, if they're doing something that's really physical, I'll try to get them kind of close to that. I mean, we dumped water on Patton. And the poor guy. I mean, he really did give his all for this movie.
Well, so, you also, like, he would grab my arm and yank me. Like, he would go, just read your line normally, and I would start to read it, and then he would push me from behind, and it would change the reading. He was like a very friendly peck and paw, now that I think about it. It's very nice. And also, the thing about people don't realize about Brad Bird is, you're a really good voiceover actor. So every scene I was in, the other lines, he could just kind of summon the other characters. So, you know, I didn't work with any of the actors, but I certainly worked with their characters. So if I was getting intimidated by my dad, that was happening in the studio. He would be reading my dad's lines, really, and it would change my performance. It was great.
No, you know, the movie kind of is really enamored of wonderful food, but it also satirizes very pretentious food and pretentious people who are foodies. So in your tours of the finest restaurants as research for the movie, if you could each share one of the most pretentious food things that you experienced.
Pretentious food things for 20. I can't think of a specific thing that – I mean, we were at the top one in Paris at the moment, you know, that 2 years ago that we went. And they had, a guy for each person at the table. You know, five of them would descend on your table at once, like a D-Day landing. And they'd go – and you'd get everything at once. You know what I mean? All the dishes would be landing at the same time hot. And, you know, the amount of coordination that would take to do that is just staggering. And they're that good, which is why they get 3 Michelin stars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as goofy as it is, we wanted to have that kind of feeling in the movie because, you know, the movie is nuts. I mean, it's a crazy idea. But if you can surround it with believable, you know, observed truths, you can kind of that kind of buoys up the movie and makes the fantasy more believable.
Patton, what's one of the most pretentious foodie things that you witness?
Well, I remember Brad Bird and his wife took me and my wife to the French Laundry in Yountville as part of research.
Thomas Keller is a consultant
on the
film.
Oh, yeah, he designs a very crucial dish in the movie. But it was a 17-course meal, except that my wife and I would get course A, Brad and his wife got course B, and you would taste and then pass around. So it was a 34-course tasting. And I remember near the end of the meal, it was almost like it was almost like, is this a thing they do in Guantanamo? Because I'm literally about to, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they get
I'll
your guard down.
Yeah, just stop. I can't take anymore. So it got to this point where my wife, they brought up pork loin three ways, and it was, of course, delicious. But my wife, like, took a little bite of each one, and she said, I physically, unless a waiter comes and stamps down the food, like, puts his foot down my throat, and makes me, I can't eat any more food. And the waiter gave this look like, is there a reason you're not eating this right
yes,
now?
That's
and she's
what
like,
they
look,
do.
I, she goes,
that's what
I
they
love
do.
It, but I'm just so full. And he looked like he was about to go back in the kitchen and get stabbed, like they were going to kill him. He looked so upset. Yes. Why aren't you eating this? Like, because you've given us 25 courses. There was a salt course. Oh, here, okay, listen to this.
Five different kinds of salt.
There was a salt course, five different kinds of salt. This was found at a fossil dig in Montana. It dates from the Jurassic period. I'm not kidding.
It's not a black
fossil salt. And we like, is Ashton Kutcher going to come out and like yell at us?
And I think you'll be amused by its presumption. You know,
you'll be. Oh, yeah. And how about, remember the butter course that comes from a single cow?
Yes.
That they own at a
and they know the name of the cow. They know the name of the cow. This
yeah,
came
they know
from
what it's fed.
Bossy. In Vermont. And we're one of
so
only
crazy.
Two places on earth that can get Bossy. The thing is that we're laughing about it, but at the same time, you can taste a difference.
Oh, it's
and,
ridiculous.
And that's the most ridiculous thing, is that the five different kinds of salt actually do taste different.
Uh-huh.
And they actually bring different aspects out in the food. I mean, if you pay attention, on one hand, you're laughing about it because it's obsessive. You know, somebody is super into this, and Keller is as into this as Patton is to comedy, and I am to filmmaking. But the truth of the matter is, if you're paying attention, it actually is a different experience. And the butter was different. Some of it was sweeter, and some of it was creamier. And they were all – it actually was an experience. But just next time, just a little mercy, that's all.
Well, Brad Bird, Patton Oswalt, thank you both so much for talking with us.
It's been really fun. I love your show, Terry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Thanks, Terry.
Oh, yeah, it's really been a pleasure talking to you both.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the new film.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Brad Bird wrote and directed the new film Ratatouille. Patton Oswalt does the voice of the main character, Remy. Oswalt has a new comedy CD that will be released next month.